And we'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight, Tim King, who's the executive director for the LaPorte County Symphony Orchestra. He's going to be talking about the upcoming season and maybe some of the things they've just done. Welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Well, thank you, Larry and Esther, for having me on. I really, really appreciate it. The show must go on, as they always say in the musical and theater world. So we have presented a concert at Friendship Gardens in Michigan City in August, and we presented a concert at Fox Park in LaPorte in September. We also had our Hoosier Star, which we live streamed for the first time, which was a little scary for this old man, but
it went well, though.
It went well, yeah.
The 30-somethings held my hand, and it was okay, so we got through it, thank goodness. It was a fascinating situation where we just had to use part of the orchestra, mostly a combo, but reached more people than ever before, thousands of people this time who watched it instead of coming to the Civic. So I think we've kind of convinced ourselves that when we go back to live performance at the Civic, we're probably going to stream it too.
I hope so.
That's a great idea.
For grandmom who lives in California or whatever. So we're going to do that. So we're really happy with the way that turned out. And we just put online on www.lcso.net our educational video and education guide. Normally we do sets of concerts today. It's always the second Wednesday in October, but obviously we can't do that this year. So we've put on an educational video, about a 45-minute video, which we're very proud of, and we really want to encourage elementary educators 2 through 5 and music elementary educators to take advantage of the video and use it in their lessons plans and classes, as well as the education guide that accompanies it.
Is that the Drayton Children's Family Concert?
That is correct. Yeah. That is correct. Normally there are 3 live concerts that we have, but we couldn't do that this year. But we are going to open our season on November the 7th, 7 p.m. at the Civic Auditorium. Because of the pandemic, we can't have nearly as many people as we'd like. So there's very few tables that we can put on the floor, very few seats that we can sell up in the audience. So the tables are gone, but we still have some seats left in the balcony if people would like that. It's going to be called the Great American Songbook. Of course, okay. Your listeners probably know what that means. And that's the classic composers of the 20th century. We're really concentrating on 3. It will be Irving Berlin, George Gershwin, and Cole Porter, Indiana native Cole Porter. So basically the entire concert is going to be those 3 composers. And conducting that for us is our 5th music director candidate, Dr. Christopher Fashion. And Christopher is the director of orchestras at Hope College in Holland, Michigan, just up the road. So he was supposed to be conducting us back in April. And of course, we had to cancel that. So we've rescheduled it to this point in November. So if you would like tickets to that, you can go there and to our website at www.lcso.net, look for Great American Songbook and get the tickets. Plus, we haven't been for sure yet, but we think we're going to stream this one too, because we think there are still people out there that are still very hesitant. And I don't blame, I get that. Although we are going to follow every safety protocol like we always have before. We haven't made a firm decision on that yet, but that's our hope, is that we can.
I vote yes.
Yes.
I hope. Well, thank you. Well, you know, ever since we did Hoosier Star, that's really kind of what took me over the hump there, was that it can be done and it still is worth it as far as the quality and stuff like that is concerned. So I think that's going to be the plan. We're going to make a decision later this week. So hopefully November the 7th with Christopher Fashion, the Great American Songbook at Civic Auditorium.
How have rehearsals been going during this time? How do you handle rehearsals?
Well, we haven't rehearsed yet for that, but we're going to be rehearsing at New Prairie High School for our first rehearsal. And their band room is so large that they do indoor marching drills, if you believe that.
Wow.
It's a new space. It's a new space. And so they have given us permission to use theirs as an indoor marching space, as a rehearsal space. So we're confident that we're going to have enough room to be able to social distance everybody. And, of course, we'll wipe everything down before and after. And then we're going to do the rest of our rehearsals at the Civic Auditorium the week of the concert. We're going to have half the orchestra on the floor, half the orchestra on the stage. And again, everybody's 6 feet apart. The tables are all going to be 6 feet apart. And the people sitting in the balcony are going to be 6 feet apart. So that's why we can't have nearly as many people. And that's why we think the live stream probably is going to be a good idea.
Now, you have 2 other concerts scheduled this season. So tell us quickly about those.
We do. We have another concert in March, the 14th, which will also be at the Civic, which is another reschedule at Beethoven's belated 250th birthday now, with our sixth and final music director candidate, Dr. Wilbur Lynn. And then our last concert is April 17th, where we'll be inviting Gary Wado back. And Gary is a native of LaPorte who has this incredible history on him with conducting orchestras and operas all over the country and has yet to come back to LaPorte to conduct. So we're going to welcome him back finally after all these years.
And any plans for Hoosier Star next year? You're going to try to do it live or streaming?
Yes, we are. That's the plan right now. Auditions are in March, the 20th and the 21st, I believe, or 21st and 22nd here in LaPorte, and to have it the second Saturday in September, hopefully at the Civic Auditorium.
Very good. Well, this is our spotlight with Tim King of the LaPorte County Symphony Orchestra. You can find information at lcso.net. Find out all about their concerts and their season. Thank you again for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight, Tim.
Always a pleasure, Tim.
Well, it was a pleasure to be with you too as well. Thank you so much.